Good morning, everybody. 10:35 Eastern time. Was snow flurrying a little bit. Waiting for it to snow today. It's going to be not as cold as Minnesota is right now, but it's going to be butt-hurt and cold today. So here's the thing. This is what I've been working on for 2 days. Something completely different for me. Working on some video editing stuff. I'm working on enhancing my presentation as I speak. It's ongoing and very difficult to get out of old habits, but we're improving upon it, I believe. And if you think that the presentation is getting to be worse, you gotta let me know. Give me a little dose of reality if that's what it's gonna take. But we need to start working on some things and just enhancing the deliverability. I'm not even sure that's a word, but it is right now. Right? So we want to talk about sharpening the saw, or more importantly, how we as people sharpen each other's skills. As a team, you start learning to depend on people for their strengths in certain areas, and maybe other people you depend on for strengths in those specific areas. As you're growing up, you're always told, you know, gotta be jack of all trades, gotta be jack of all trades. Well, I've found over the last several months that trying to be the jack of all trades spins you around in circles, and it really gets you a whole lot of nowhere quickly. So it's learning what you're good at. I actually have been enjoying doing the videos. I'm just trying to hammer out as many as I can and get more comfortable with it. And now we have something where I can kind of do it remote, because I've had this stick, this selfie stick, and damn it, I ordered another one. And I'm like, this is the same damn stick, because I've been trying to figure out where to get a tripod to put up the camera. And god damn it, that tripod is built into the selfie stick. It's a tripod. You open up the bottom. And I was like, oh, Jesus, man, what a dope. So I've had this stick for quite some time, a couple months at least. And only now, because I bought a second one, did I realize that, oh, this is the tripod, dumbass. So thought I'd share that with everybody. What type of skills have you been improving upon, right? So for me, it's learning to be more digital, learning how to be more proficient with social media, Facebook and Instagram in particular, LinkedIn. I just can't get behind that, man. I know it's a business world, and you have to make connections, but I just have such a hard time with that site. One, because I don't really have a real professional look. I don't want to be a typical insurance broker. I don't want to be a typical investor that's button-up shirt, tight underwear, balls squeezed into some fancy pants. No, man. Here I am. I got my Duluth pants on, sweatshirt, and a hat. Let my beard grow a little bit. Not like the good old days, but we're getting there. Because I want to be myself. I want to be, and the more you learn to be yourself, the more comfortable you become. The better you are at talking about yourself, the better you are at explaining yourself to people. Not just, the hardest people to explain yourself to are sometimes your family members. And the people that you share your life with daily. Because when you start sharing some of your ideas, people are going to be like, oh my God, you are crazy. You are absolutely crazy. I was crazy when I dropped out of high school. I was crazy because I chose to be in a strength conditioning field after going to college and graduating with a 3.65 GPA. And I am proud of that, so I am bragging a little bit and patting myself. Hell, I'll even give myself a high five. Because if you're not proud of your accomplishments, who the hell's going to be? You know? So 20 years later, I realized that most of the young men and women that I worked with over those years probably never gave or never got as much out of me as they were giving to me. Did I say that right? They probably didn't receive as much from me as I got from them, because I just learned. You know, you learn how to be adaptable with personalities. You learn how to be acceptable to certain people, not letting them get away with things, but learning that each person learns differently. Each person has their own cues that are going to be like, oh man, oh shit, I get it. I get that now. Not everybody has those moments where it's like, oh man, that's it. You got to learn it and take time to get to know people. And that's why I really love coaching so much, because you get to create this relationship. And over time, I used to think that, you know, that young lady or that young man, they're really maturing. But maybe it was just me that was maturing, because I was getting some type of satisfaction that relationship grew between that person and myself, and it just became better and better. Was it that way with everybody? Hell no. There are plenty of kids that I thought were turds and will always be turds. Just like they would always think that I was the biggest asshole out there, and that I always had it out for them. There's going to be like people like that throughout your life, and you can't hold back because of that. The minute you start trying to please everybody, you're pleasing nobody, particularly yourself. So how do we bring that back around to sharpening our skills? Well, sharpening our skills starts with speaking and learning a skill on top of that. The realm has changed. It's still learning to speak to people. It's still learning to speak a different language. You know, learning to speak insurance is, and this is not to be insensitive, but it's like learning Russian or Chinese, because there are so many things that are similar, yet they're different, and they use a lot of abbreviations. And then each company has their own abbreviations, their own fancy terms to make themselves sound better. And it's can be mind-boggling at times. So every day is a fresh canvas for you to paint. It's what you do. Some days that canvas is going to be gray. Some days that may be even half black on top and gray at the bottom, maybe a little white at the bottom. Some days that son of a bitch is going to be as colorful as any color rainbow you've ever seen in your life. It's just a flow that you go through, and it's learning to adapt to that flow. You don't have to be on the go all the time. You don't have to kill yourself every day. I hate the word grind. I hate that. And this is just my own personal feeling, because grinding is dulling. And I get the whole thing, you have to grind to sharpen. But why not just sharpen it? Why not just sharpen skills? Why not just sharpen each other? Why not just sharpen our communication? Why not just sharpen our relationships? Why not just make things better? Why do you have to dull them first? Why do you have to wear them down first? There's no collaboration in grinding. I'm sorry. There just isn't. Collaborating and working with, whether you want to call it a team or a series of people, and where you're outsourcing your energies to one person and they're providing another source to sharpen your skills in another area. And then you have three or four of these people and it's a domino effect. And the next thing you know, now I'm just tying all these books together. Jesus Christ. Right? But one domino affects a bigger domino and a bigger domino and a bigger domino. And if you've never read The One Thing, the book The One Thing, you should, because that's a really powerful book. Read that a while ago and shit, I'm going to open that thing back up and read it again. Real short, easy read. Anyway, enough babbling. Getting ready for winter to fell. And going to have a great day. Enjoy myself. Play with my dogs a little bit more today. Have a great day, everybody. Talk to you soon.